Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we want to give you praise, honor, and adoration, for there is none like you. This is a day you have made, O Lord, and you have invited us and brought us to your mountain, the city of the living God, even Mount Zion. Let the heavens be open over us as we sit under your feet and study your word. And Father, let your grace also abound. We thank you for this day. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Beloved, once again, I welcome you to Mount Zion Daily Devotional, where the Lord open our eyes and show us truths, reveal to our heart words, living words that cause us to know who we are, even in Christ Jesus. I will implore you, not just listen and study and meditate, but also share this devotion with somebody. It will be a blessing to them. It will lead to somebody's salvation. It will also lead to somebody's healing. Do well and share on all your various social network, social media platforms, and I believe you'll be a blessing to somebody. This morning, we're still under our theme for the month. We have come to Mount Zion, and our topic today is that our names are written in heaven. Our names are written in heaven. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 23. Makes us aware that we have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. Hallelujah. And for the past 2 days, we dealt with the church, we dealt with the firstborn, and today we are going to consider what the Bible means when it says our names are written in heaven. So we are members of the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven, according to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 23. Amen and amen. The Bible says our names are written in heaven. Our names are written in heaven. In heaven, that means that we have a legal recognition in heaven. Our names are recorded in heaven. Our names are enrolled in heaven. I want to share with you some versions of the Bible, the Amplified, the ESV declares that we have come to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven. We are enrolled in heaven. We have been registered in heaven. So this is a deliberate activity that takes place. The day you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, God or His secretary, or the head of administration in heaven, I don't know his name, records your details, your data in heaven. Hallelujah. So we are enrolled, we are registered, we are recognized in heaven. There is an information in heaven which bears your record. Hallelujah. The Amplified Version says that we come to the General Assembly and the Assembly of the Firstborn who are registered as citizens in heaven. So this registration, this enrollment, this writing of our name is to show that we are citizens of heaven. As we speak, Ghana is issuing our citizens' ID card. And once you are enrolled, once you are registered, it bears record that you truly, you are a Ghanaian. Hallelujah. So there is an actual record in heaven that acknowledges, there is a registration in heaven that acknowledges that we are citizens of heaven. We belong to God's family, God's household. And anytime God picks the register, he looks into, he sees your name there. Hallelujah. So you are not a non-entity. You are not somebody without an identity. We have a heavenly identity. And normally when people are enrolled, when you go to any institution you are enrolled, you have a peculiar number. So God, as you walk about, you have a peculiar identification that resonates in heaven. And if anything happens to you, is about to happen to you, I believe there's a bell that rings in heaven. And the angels can locate you wherever you are because you bear that identity. You are registered as a citizen in heaven. Hallelujah. What a privilege. What a wonderful privilege. Amen. What a wonderful privilege. Kalima Asila Asulabra Andea. There is a Bible called the Easy Translation. This is how the Easy Translation puts it. It says, all God's people who are, I'm reading Hebrews chapter 12, verse 23. It says, all God's people who are like his first and most important sons. He's referring to the firstborn. The firstborn is the first and most important son. So he says that all God's people who are like his first and most important sons meet here, talking about Mount Zion. And he said, God has written their names here in heaven because they belong here. The reason why God has written our names in heaven is that we belong there. We are citizens. We are part of that economy. We are part of that household of Jehovah. God has written their names here in heaven because they belong here. Hallelujah. We belong to heaven. You are not just an earthly citizen. You also have a heavenly citizenship. And that's why your name and my name are written, are enrolled, are registered in heaven. When you read Luke chapter 10, verse 18 to 20, Jesus told, he revealed this truth even to his disciples. Luke chapter 10, from 18 to 20. The Bible says, he replied, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. This is Jesus speaking. Hallelujah. When he sent the 70 or 72 disciples to go on a missions, and when they came back, they reported to him that, hey, even demons submitted to us in your name. We healed the sick, we cast the devils, we did miracles. And he said, you didn't see anything. I, whilst you were there working, I saw Satan fell like lightning from heaven. And you should know that I've given you authority to do all that, but that should not excite you. You should rather be excited by the fact that your names are written in heaven. And this morning you should be excited by the fact that your names are written in heaven. You are registered, enrolled in heaven as a citizen. Your name is written in heaven because you belong there. That is where you belong. God recognized. That's why Jesus said that you should know that God so much cares for you, to the extent that even the head of your head, the hairs that are on your head are numbered. He did not say they are counted. He says our hairs are numbered. What do you mean by are numbered? Every strand of hair has a number tag. And say none of it falls. without God knowing it, because your name is written in heaven. You are enrolled. You are registered. God is so much aware of everything that concerns you. Hallelujah. And he said that none of your hair, even for when you go to the salon and number 17 falls, God knows, and he replaces it. Hallelujah. That is how important you are to God as a member of the church of the firstborn, whose name is written in heaven. And listen to Revelation chapter 17. The Bible says, the beast which you saw once was, now is not, and yet will come out of the abyss and go to its destruction, the inhabitants of the earth whose names have not been written. So don't think that everybody's name is written. And that is what makes you a special person. And that is why you have to count your life as a born-again believer, a privileged life. Listen to this. It says, the inhabitants of the earth whose names have not been written in the book of life from the creation of the world will be astonished when they see the beast, because it once was, now is not, and yet will come. All I'm trying to point to you that there are inhabitants of this earth, those who have not received Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal, their names are not written in heaven. But thanks be to God that you, as a believer, a child of God, the firstborn of God, your name is written. It's a privilege. It's a privilege. And there is cause to rejoice this morning that we belong to the church of the firstborn, whose name are written in heaven. Revelation 20:15 says, anyone whose name was not found written in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. So that is another consequence of not having your name written in heaven. You'll be thrown to the lake of fire. That means every unbeliever is not recognized in heaven, and they cannot be part of heaven. The Easy Bible says our names are written in heaven because that is where we belong. When your name is not written in heaven, you do not belong there. And you are not recognized. You are not known. And therefore, you will be cast to the lake of fire. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that our names are written in heaven. Malachi 3:16-18 bears record of how God has registered and keep record of the righteous. Let me read it for you. Malachi chapter 3, verse 16 to 18. It says, then those who fear the Lord talk with each other. Those who fear the Lord are those who are the children of God. They talk to each other, and the Lord listened. You see, he even listened to our conversation. The Lord listened and heard, and a scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who fear the Lord and honor his name. A scroll of remembrance. Your name is written there. Your activities are recorded as a scroll of remembrance. God takes account of our daily activities because we are his own. And it says, on the day when I act, says the Lord Almighty, they will be my treasured possession. Those whose names are written in heaven are God's treasured possession. It says, I will spare them just as the Father has compassion and spares his own sons who serves him. And you will again see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked. There is a distinction between the righteous and the wicked. The righteous have their names written in heaven, but the wicked, their names are not written in heaven. You will see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who do not serve God. Hallelujah. Ma shile edi atu lima akaya. But I want to shock you. When you read Psalm 87. Psalm 87. In the Old Testament, it has an amazing information regarding Mount Zion and the fact that on Mount Zion, our names are written. God takes special interest and takes special care to record those who are on Mount Zion. Let's read Psalm 87 from verse 1. It says, He has founded His city on the holy mountain. What is the name of this mountain? Mount Zion. It says, The Lord loves the gate of Zion more than all the other dwellings of Jacob. That's why I will always admonish you. Don't joke with Mount Zion. Always touch on Mount Zion. Listen, the Bible says God loves the gates of this mountain, Mount Zion, than all the dwellings of Jacob. So every day God wants to see the gates of Mount Zion. And He says, glorious things are said of you, city of God. Glorious things are said of you, city of God. Only glorious things are said of Mount Zion. We have time to talk about that later on. And it says, I will record. You see this, the record. Rahab and Babylon among those who acknowledge me. Philistia too, and Tyre, along with Cush, and will say, this one was born in Zion. All those who acknowledge the Lord, a friend to those who have given their life in our dispensation under the New Testament. These are those who are giving their life to Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who are born again. Say, those who acknowledge me, and He mentioned names. He said, this one, I will say that this one was born in Zion. So when the Lord take a look are those who acknowledge Him, those who are born again. You say, this is Joe Mensah. He was born in Zion. This is Joseph Atukwe, born in Zion. There are records to show that you are born. Say, I will recall that Rahab was born there. It is recorded that you are born in Zion. There is a record that shows that you are born in Zion. It says, indeed, of Zion it will be said, this one and that one were born in her because of the records. And the Most High Himself will establish it. The Most High Himself will establish you, hallelujah, in Zion. And listen to this one. Say, the Lord will write in the register of the peoples, this one was born in Zion. This is Old Testament. The Bible complement each other. The New Testament and the Old Testament are saying the same thing. That the Lord Himself will write in the register of the peoples that this one was born in Zion. What a revelation. The Lord Himself has registered you, has enrolled you, has written your name in heaven. You are known, you are acknowledged, you are a legal citizen. The Amplifier says your name is written as a citizen of heaven. I believe you know that every citizen has rights. Hallelujah. And yesterday we considered the rights that we have as firstborns. We are those who inherit double portion. We are God's might, a sign of His might and His strength. We are those that He lead us on level paths. Every citizen has a right. And as a citizen of heaven, the Lord accords you rights. Beloved, let it be known to you without any shadow of doubt today that even as you tread on this earth, and you live in a certain location, in a certain city on earth, in a certain nation, in a certain continent, spiritually, you are a citizen of heaven. You are a member of the church of the firstborn. We have explained that the church is the most powerful community, powerful institution that you ought to belong, not the occultic organization. People think you need a certain occultic organization for them to empower you. No, the most important and the supreme sacrifice that has ever been sacrificed is the sacrifice of the blood of Jesus. We will come there when we come to the sprinkled blood. But I just want to show you that what make these people think they are powerful is the sacrifice they do. He will send a child to be killed, send the blood there and receive power. He will send the wife to be killed and receive power. The blood has been shed for us, the supreme blood, the blood of Jesus. So there is no group, there is no institution that is as powerful as the church. And that is where you have to belong, the church of the firstborn. And those who are members are accorded the right of the firstborn, the most recognized of human lineage, the firstborn. And their names are written as citizens of heaven. And that is your portion. And this morning, as you abide on Mount Zion, as you take Mount Zion serious, as you connect with Mount Zion, I'm not talking about a physical Mount Zion, I'm talking about a spiritual Mount Zion. As the Lord enlighten you to be part of the assembly and the convocation of his own, beloved, I declare you are blessed, and there is no one like you, for you belong to the most important family, the church of the firstborn, whose names are written. And the Bible says, the Lord will write in the register of the peoples. He will write that this one was born in Zion. He will record your name, the day you were born again there, and your rights and your responsibilities. May the Lord give you more understanding as you listen and listen and listen and meditate on these truths and this revelation. For Mount Zion, your name is written in heaven. Beloved, begin to pray and thank God. Ma shataba asu lebre zala mahasu labra ando kunebe katika takatu labra ando siyana hantia ashoto yoshite kalika takatu labra ando. Father, we thank you, God, that you yourself have recorded in your register that we were born on Mount Zion. Our names have been recorded, written, enrolled, registered as citizens of heaven, and all the rights that we have as a firstborn and as members of the church of the firstborn are accorded us. Today we know that is why even the hairs, the number of hairs on our head are numbered. For you have taken account of everything that concerns us. Oh Lord, your word even declared that even our children, they have angels, and their angels have audience before you. We matter to you, oh Lord. And Father, we worship you for this grace that you granted us, for this privilege that you've given to us, that to have our names written in heaven. Ma shule bre ende katabaya hashula bre andosia, and we have access to all the rights of a citizen in heaven. We have angels with us. We have the sprinkled blood with us. We have God as our Father. We have Jesus as the mediator of the new covenant. Every right on Mount Zion belongs to us because we've been reckoned even as citizens. We praise you and we worship you for this wonderful revelation. Amen. Beloved, you know, as Ghana is registering his people and giving them national ID, those who are not citizens here, some people will even go and pay bribe, I believe. So this is a third world country. So to have them registered as such, why? Because when they have it, it accords them the rights of citizenship in Ghana, and it gives them certain privileges. That's why you need to understand it. I pray that God will open your mind and you understand the fact that your name is written in heaven, and that has made you a citizen. You are registered as a citizen in heaven. You did not pay any bribe. It is by grace. You just receive Jesus Christ, and God has accorded you that right. But you need to cherish it. You need to value it. You need to be conscious of your heavenly citizenship. Be conscious of your heavenly citizenship and know that you have rights and privilege as a child of God. Not even your hair will fall without the knowledge of God. If God has numbered your hair, I believe he has numbered your kidney. He has numbered your heart. He has numbered your toes. He has numbered your fingernails. Nothing happens to you without the consent of God. Hallelujah. And listen to the conversation between Satan and God concerning Job. Satan told Job, Satan told God point blank that it is you who have put a hedge around Job. You have put a hedge around him. That is Job's right and the privilege he enjoyed as one whose name is written in heaven, as one who is a citizen in heaven. God has put a hedge, and I declare unto you by virtue of the fact that you are a citizen in heaven, one of the rights and privileges that God has put a hedge around you. And until he removes it, the devil cannot strike you. Beloved, soak into this truth and this revelation. You are not a commoner. You are not an ordinary person. The Lord has reckoned you as a citizen in heaven and written your name. And you saw that it's not everybody whose name is written there. And therefore, don't take it as a joke. Be conscious of this citizenship. And the Father, your name is recorded. I want you to pray for somebody, pray for your family, pray for your church, pray for your nation, pray for your pastor, pray for your parents, pray, commit the work of your hands into the hands of the living God. Pray for the needy. Begin to pray, begin to intercede. Ma sholabra ando kata by anda yashuada hanti hashu. E kede beka luko toba ya hashulabra ando. Come back o labor endia. Asondo yeshi ilia ata kaloma akabula ando. Bre ende katu le mekatima ando. Shilabra ando kataya. Asole bekida ando. Ke la bakato le mekin andusa to handaya. Akula bra asulabra andaya. And if you are sick, put your hand where you are sick, even as I pray for you. Father, you have commanded me to pray for the sick. And your way say, we will lay our hands on the sick and they'll be healed. And we will cast out devils. This morning, if anybody be sick under the sound of my voice, I declare you healed in the name of Jesus. I bind that spirit of infirmity. I cast it out of your body, out of your blood, out of your heart, out of your uterus. I set you free. Be healed from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet and be made every bit whole. It is written, by his stripes you were healed. By his stripes you were healed. Therefore, I command and declare you healed from every ailment in the name of Jesus. Child of God, begin to check where the sickness on. It is gone. Rise up from your feet. Rise up from that pain. Begin to do what you could not do. Begin to run. Begin to jump. Begin to share your testimony. That will be the evidence. And that will be the seal of your healing. Some of you, when you're healed, you don't share it. It is dangerous. It is dangerous. Share your testimony. Tell your friend. Tell somebody. Tell us. Let God know what he has done for you, and that will seal up the healing. May the Lord bless you. If you have not accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, then let it be known to you this morning that your name is not written in heaven. We saw that those whose name were not written in heaven were cast into the lake of fire. I don't think God wants you to go there. Therefore, I want to give you the opportunity, glorious opportunity, to accept Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. And say this prayer after me, if you so desire. Say, Father, I recognize that I am a sinner. My life is not safe. And if I die, I am going to hell. I need Jesus as my Savior. So, dear Jesus, I confess you today as my Lord and personal Savior. Come and live in my heart. Take over my life. Make me your own. And let me live for you forever. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
If you have prayed this prayer, you are born again. Please find a Bible believing church and let them baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and begin to live for God. Read your Bible and pray every day. Share fellowship with them and grow even in Christ. If the Church of Pentecost is where you are, look for them. They will help you to grow in the Lord. I pray for you and I establish you in Christ Jesus. May your feet never wobble, and may your name be written in heaven in Jesus' name. Beloved, put your hand on your head. And before we receive the benediction, tomorrow on the 12th, 6 a.m. sharp, PRWC Atomic, which is close to the Atomic Energy Electricity Station, Electricity Office, we are meeting, our first meeting in the year 2019, on Mount Zion, the city of the living God. Come, invite your friend, neighbors, come with the whole family. The children will be going to school, or they've started going to school. Come, let's pray. We will pray for all children. Bring them. Come with the whole family and come and encounter the God who has enrolled you and written your name, even in heaven. Receive the benediction. Shall we all share the grace together? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. I commission you to walk in the blessing of the Lord today. And may His face shine upon you. And may this glorious year impart on your life. May everything you set your hand to do today be glorious, and may the Lord watch over you as a citizen whose name is written in heaven. God bless you. Shalom, peace to you and your family. Amen.